Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is a little bit upside down. It's Dukes and Bell. From the standpoint of the unpredictability, which I actually love, don't know how you guys feel about it, but when you look at the rankings and what's been going on, this weekend was another weekend in which you went, what? I mean, the biggest loss of the weekend by far was Penn State, who's out of the top 25.
You and I both picked
unbelievable
Penn State.
25-point, you know, favorite, 24.5, on the road against UCLA, who was 0-4. They hadn't won a game. And I want to just play a little bit of this because Nico Iamaleava had a big game. He accounted for 5 touchdowns, guys. Ran for 2, threw for 3. It's the first time, Mike, he's shown up since he's gotten there. And it happens against Penn State. James Franklin's catching a lot of heat, but there were 2 stories. One was Nico. The other one was Jerry Neuheisel. If the name sounds familiar, Mike, tell the people why.
You see Rick Neuheisel on CBS, and of course coached in the Pac-12 back in the day, and his son was the tight ends coach. When they fired everybody, he was forced now to become the offensive coordinator. Had 2 days to develop the game plan and ran it up on the most highest paid defensive coordinator in college football for Penn State.
That he did. Let's hear from Nico talking about the big game.
We got a great win, man. Finally, man, we were able to pull out a win, and man, the belief we had in each other was still there throughout even a tough start. So,
yeah, look,
Jim Knowles, by the way, came over from Ohio State.
I don't know how many games Ohio State wins. It doesn't matter. This is the kind of thing that makes your season. You know, Deshaun Foster got fired. You guys remember him. We used to play the soundbite about we're on the West Coast.
It's great. You know, it's 2 great emblems coming together.
Yeah, he had no clue. So this is an organization that's in turmoil. And here comes big bad Penn State, Mike, after a loss at home in overtime. And they get slapped in the face. This was not close, by the way. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, play after play. And look, this is where we've talked about, it's well documented, James Franklin does not beat ranked opponents. If you're a Penn State fan, this was the year, and again, it's now 0-2 in Pac-12 play, Big Ten, Pac-12 teams are in the Big Ten now between Oregon and UCLA. You got 2 losses in conference. It's bad enough you can't beat Ohio State, and now you do this. And so this is where maybe the one where folks say, we've hit the ceiling. You know, it's right here with James Franklin. He puts guys in the NFL, but we're never going to win a championship with this guy. This was the year, like Ohio State, like Michigan 2 years ago, that they had to band together, Carl. Guys are sticking around. Quarterback's back. Got a great defense. Forget about it. Done.
Forget about it. Let me hear Jerry Neuheisel talking about, by the way, they carried him off the field, if you didn't see this.
Pretty cool.
When's the last time you carried an offensive coordinator off the field?
Who looks like he's about 12.
He does. Here's what he said after the game.
First thing I want to say is I love UCLA more than anything. And the kind of kids that you see that played on that field today is exactly why you love a place like this. We had 2 days to practice the new game plan, and all they did was believe. And we came out and played as hard as we could for 60 full minutes. Had to take a safety at the end because we messed it up a little bit. But, like, how can you not love college football when you have days like this? Special, special, special.
Looks like his dad, sounds like his dad.
And that's called lobbying for the job.
And by the way, he's waited his whole life. He's been wanting to be an offensive coordinator for as long as he's been playing football as a backup QB.
Well, this is how you get hired. I mean, honestly, these are the kind of wins that put you on the map. We'll see where they go. They have an interim head coach. His name's Tim Skipper. I don't think he's going to get the job, but Neuheisel with the name recognition, Mike, and a win like this. And if Nico continues to play as well as he did, not 5 touchdowns, but if he plays well, He probably will get the job.
It's one thing, like, you know, these guys, they lost to UNLV.
Terrible.
And Dan Mullen. That's how bad UCLA is. So, a hell of a story. That one was great to see.
Hold on. I want to get to James Franklin because I want our people.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear James Franklin's excuses.
Well, and here's the thing. He actually said, and this is not that soundbite, but he actually said over the weekend that the way the game started was kind of indicative of the way the afternoon might go. And I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, we are so unprepared. We weren't ready. UCLA kicked an onside kick. They recovered. I mean, early in this game, they were just like, we're going all out. And Penn State looked like they were lost. Here's Franklin talking about sticking together.
Coaches, the players in the locker room, offense, defense, and special teams. The reality is we didn't play well enough in all three phases to win the game. And there's going to be a lot out there to divide. And we got to tune all that out and stick together.
Yeah. Divide.
Yeah. I mean, bro, my wife lives in Pennsylvania. Well, she grew up in Pennsylvania. That's that middle part of Pennsylvania.
I was about to say, when she moved.
Yeah, I mean, she lives.
you were like, she lives.
I mean, the first time I was up there, my God, I was like, oh, please. I mean, the only excitement is you're like,
what's that?
It's the Amish going by. Clippity-cloppity, clippity-cloppity.
Horses.
God bless. My father-in-law was a lot of fun. I mean,
What did you do for entertainment up there?
You want to go over the mountain? I'm like, what does that mean? This little bar called like the Fannettsburg Inn. We walked in there. Guys are watching. It's the middle of college football season. Guys are watching like NASCAR highlights. Oh, I'm like, it's everybody. I mean, the women wear flannel. I mean, it's country as hell. And that's where I played golf. We went up there. It was during COVID. And we're playing golf with my idiot brother-in-law and all his friends. And of course, they're all Penn State guys. I got my Florida State bag.
Yeah.
Of course, I had jokes, you know, because I'm like, well, Coach Bowden is the winningest coach of all time. It's not Joe Paterno anymore. Whoosh, the drive. But anyway, they are over Franklin. I mean, and with good reason. I mean, let's be honest, with good reason. This isn't like prisoner of the moment. He doesn't win against the best teams in college football. And which brings us to another coach. Sorry, bro. Who doesn't win against the best teams in college football.
Just the facts, man. It's the truth.
Steve Sarkisian, who now says, what, are there 135 teams in college football? Let's take the other ones and let them start at Ohio State and play in the swamp. You think guys cutting checks for six figures want to hear that in Texas?
No. They don't. 5-18 versus top 10 all time. That's Sark. 2-8 versus top 10 at Texas. So here's the kicker, Mike. Do you guys know who started number one this year in the polls? Texas. And they are out of the top 25.
First time ever you've had two top 10 teams out of the top 25. This early with Penn State also falling out of the AP top 25.
So you start number one. The Ohio State loss. Okay, you can accept that. First game on the road, Ohio State quarterback first. This Florida loss, though, even though it's one SEC loss, and it does not mean they're out. They have four more ranked opponents that they have to play, including Georgia. That's the only road game, by the way. Everything else is going to be at home. And that includes a ranked Texas A&M right now, who's fifth in the country. Don't know how high they will be. They still have to play, as I mentioned, Georgia. They've got a path to get back in. But you are right about Sark. But I will say this. As long as that offensive line is not blocking the way they didn't do anything Saturday, Mike, it's going to be a tough season for Arch. We can talk about what he is and what he isn't. I don't care how good you are. And by the way, he is a dual threat. You've seen it. They were all over him like blank on blank on Saturday. They rushed him. He tried to make some throws when he had time. He made good throws at times. But there were two plays, and I go back to this, and this is, by the way, no excuses. Texas got their butt kicked. Florida was more physical. They were the better team. But there were two plays. He went to his playbook, and I'm talking about Sark, Mike. They threw like a receiver pass wide open, overthrows the wide receiver, would have been a touchdown. Arch overthrows a wide receiver down the seam just by about 2 feet, would have been a touchdown. It's those plays they haven't made when they're there, and then on top of that, you got your quarterback running for his life. Florida had six sacks. I'm going to tell you, Georgia, if they get after you, Georgia, like this, it's going to be – I don't care about Gunnar Stockton being a runner. So is Arch, and he had a tough time getting out of there.
You brought up a great point. The receivers are healthy for the first time. Lagway's making good decisions. Lagway – look, if LSU can't run the ball, they're also 4-1 in the top 10.
Crazy.
And Brian Kelly's trying to, like, you know, challenge his players, talking about Nussmeier. That to me, LSU's a fugazi. They're gonna do. But Florida now, and if you don't like Billy Napier, if you're a Florida fan, it's like, oh great, he just bought another year of Billy Napier. Now with he's healthy, that defense. I mean, those guys look like all of them in that front seven could play in the NFL right now. I mean, they just look. They looked the part. We're, by the way, if you're just tuning in, we'll go in-depth on Georgia coming up because Georgia did some of the things we were waiting to see, including cover the spread. But, yeah, the loss, and now you go and take on Oklahoma in one of the great atmospheres at the Texas State Fair. Oklahoma, by the way, the number three pass defense in the country. One of the top third down defenses. One of the best scoring defenses. You know, Venables is going to have them ready. So, I mean, it doesn't get any easier for Sark.
No.
With all the and then also just the human element of the pressure mounting.
John Mateer has practiced. This is the big question, their quarterback. If he plays, Mike, and let's just say he's 80%, Texas is going to have a tough time. I don't think he plays. I don't think he's ready, and that may be the difference in this game. But OU is ranked 6th in the country, and this is going to be it's a big spot for Texas. Now let's shift gears and talk about the other team because I think they're the best team in the country. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and that's the game you were at. The Miami Hurricanes and Carson Beck, you heard me, dog fans, is playing better than anybody else right now, and he is – Mike, his throws – I'm not talking about hitting guys in stride. I mean, he literally – those wide receivers he has, they are talented, but it feels like there's just this connection. Beck looks comfortable. He had 4 touchdowns in that game.
He's only had a few wobbles. He threw a few passes behind his guys in the first game at Notre Dame, and those guys made incredible corrections in midair and saved him. His only other like Beck-like wobble that you saw at Georgia was against USF, but they had enough with their defense. They ran the ball. They won it going away. I didn't get to see Miami last year because Florida. There was no reason to go. Florida State was terrible. First time I get a chance to see these Hurricanes, they're big, they're physical, they're fast. I think of Dan Quinn, fast and physical.
Yeah.
Florida State couldn't get anything going with the pass rush. The Alabama Crimson Tide looked like they'd never seen a read option, you know, and Gus Malzahn was just carving them up. Miami players maintain eye discipline, lane discipline, get in the backfield.
They didn't let Castellanos get out of there.
Yeah. And then Castellanos is just kind of winging stuff off his back foot and then 2 bad picks. So Miami looks the real to me. I think they're better than Ohio State. I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but
their quarterback play right now, he's playing better than Julian Sain.
Right. And Carson Beck, we're going to get into Georgia next segment and get your phone calls too, is, you know, he, if he stays, is he going to be basically a greasy spot with that Georgia offense, or is he in the best position to be in? Because Georgia fans maybe don't want to hear this, and Texas fans don't want to hear this. You weren't able to reload to the level fans were expecting off of last season. And maybe Connor Riley was right last week when he said this Georgia team just isn't champ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Championship caliber. Big step in the right direction, though, having a lead of 14 points as opposed to being down 14-0 against Kentucky.
But expected. What happens at Auburn at night this weekend? There are more challenges for Georgia where the quarterback, specifically Gunnar Stockton, is going to have to deliver. Mike, 13-20 against Bama, 430 yards, is not going to get it done. 15-23 for 196, a pick and a touchdown this weekend. It's not going to get it done. These upper echelon teams are throwing the ball vertically. It's my concern with Georgia. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.